On a clear April afternoon when I was 15, living at home in Palo Alto, friends from high school invited me to go to San Francisco to hear Billy Graham preach at a giant gathering of his crusade for Christ. I didn't know what to expect. Why were my friends so eager to see this man? But anything happening in San Francisco promised to be more exciting than a sleepy Sunday among the clipped suburban lawns of Palo Alto. We went early, one of the fathers driving, since we'd heard that huge crowds were streaming to the stadium called the Cow Palace, a basketball arena near Candlestick Park, where I'd seen Willie Mays hit the ball out of the park for a spectacular home run. We were glad to get there 3 hours early, since now, as then, the bleachers were noisy, densely packed. The San Francisco Chronicle reported that 18,000 people were jammed inside, while 5,000 stood in the parking lot. The roads were blocked with cars for miles in every direction. When the service finally began, I was amazed to hear Graham's enormous choir singing, "Washed in the Blood of the Lamb," to enthusiastic crowds. Then the moment came, and a handsome, fiery preacher began to speak, quietly at first, warning that what he'd say would sound foolish and irrational to intellectuals and university professors, the authorities in the world I lived in, and it did. He began quoting the prophet Isaiah, "Ah, sinful nation." Then, increasing his intensity, he scolded America, which some two decades before had dropped atom bombs that killed over 100,000 civilians in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and for driving its most brilliant sons to invent even more horrific nuclear weapons. I was startled, having been taught to admire science as the source of all wisdom, and America as the world's standard of what was right. I'd never heard anyone indict its failings as he did now. When Graham raised his voice to denounce Christians who use scripture to justify slavery and defend racism while ignoring the poor and our own spiritual poverty, I was riveted. After thundering against America's moral bankruptcy, he paused dramatically and turned, his voice hushed, to speak of our need for God's love, promising everything, including eternal life. All we had to do was go forward and accept Jesus into your heart. The preacher's passionate, pleading performance, nearly violent, climaxed in the altar call as music poured down from hundreds of voices singing praises to God. Then the hushed solemnity of the soloist, singing, "Just as I am." Billy Graham offered nothing less than a new life, born again. I could break out of my family and enter into the family of a heavenly Father who, unlike the earthly one, knew everything about me, even my secret thoughts, yet loved me unconditionally. This moment, Graham praised, could change everything, could burst the confines of the world in which I'd been living and break through into a new and expansive universe. Having just turned 15, I found this invitation irresistible. Moved by his passionate conviction and overcome with tears, I walked forward toward the speaker with thousands of others to triumphal music as the choir and the crowd roared approval, praising God for the souls being saved that day. Now all of us who were born again shared in a living drama of salvation. That day opened up vast spaces of imagination that I'd previously entered only through the stories and music of others. It changed my life, as the preacher promised it would. Although not entirely as he intended, or at least not for as long. My parents were horrified. My father was angry. He hated religion, blaming it for painful conflict in his strict Presbyterian family. When he learned about evolution in college, he'd converted to Darwinism and became a research biologist, certain that the foolish old tales in the Bible appealed only to people who knew nothing of science, not to educated people like ourselves. My mother cared little what I thought, but scolded me for upsetting my father. Their reaction scared and secretly pleased me, confirming that I'd struck out to find a different world.